This podcast is to be used if you feel run down or you feel exhausted. You know, there's so many cold germs going around right now or whatever that thing is everybody's getting. But just remember, when you're sick, you don't necessarily have to be low vibration. You can be on a total high, feeling God's light, feeling the angelic light, in total prayer and meditation and visualization when you are lying in bed or when you're feeling awful. Those are moments to turn toward spirituality, to bring that in. And another thing is, when we're sick or injured, it's not really a good time to try to figure out why. Why did this happen to you? What did you do wrong? What are you being told or taught? What's the lesson here? What I like to do is go straight to the solution, which is just love. Just heal it. I don't care where it came from, why it happened, just heal it. We call in the light now around ourselves. Allow your shoulders to be moved by the liquid light. Allow your spine to be moved. Imagine your body is just like a rag doll. It's just being moved around. And what's moving it is healing light. It can be any color you want. It can be blue, it can be pink, it can be yellow. Green, fuchsia. Allow this healing light, like the northern lights, to move in around you, to move against your shoulders. Your whole body. If you have an injury in one part of your body or your chest is in pain from coughing, I want you to see the light around your whole body. This is all about comfort. This is about love. This is about being held. It's okay. You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. We lift it up to God, everything you're concerned about, anything going wrong in your life, everything you're behind on, all the stress, we lift it up so that you can rest and be held in the light. Like you're in a room that is glowing with healing light. We ask that our minds are cleared, so that we can really rest. Now, imagine you're smiling, or really smile if you can. Imagine it, picture it, that you're smiling because you don't feel very bad anymore. Just imagine it. You're feeling kind of good, feeling better. Imagine you're smiling. Imagine you feel so well, so good, that you're out in the sunlight. You're breathing in the fresh air. Now imagine you're walking around the yard or on a trail. You don't have to walk fast. Just imagine you're strolling along. You feel good enough to walk. We ask for this. We bring in light. Now imagine that you're smiling and your face is lifted to the sun and you're feeling the fresh air and the heat on your face. The love, the healing light. Now imagine a great angel comes up behind you and just hugs you, rocks with you left and right, left and right. And all of the light from the angel is transferred into your body. And now imagine your crown chakra in the top of your head opens up. The light from the angel is so strong that your crown, the seventh vortex in the body, opens. When that crown is open, we feel amazing. Because that's the connection to Source, or the connection to the light. Now imagine that you feel totally, totally rested. We ask that this healing light brings in a feeling of complete rest. Rejuvenation. We ask that every cell in the body is vibrating with a high frequency of light. We give thanks as it pours into us, as we absorb it. We give thanks. It is ours. It is ours to have. Take it in. Receive it. Now imagine you're hopping up and down. You're just jumping for joy because you feel so good. Your body's so well, so healed. Now imagine taking a deep breath of relief that you're now well. Thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for restoring our energy to us. Thanks be to the light.